CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. On Friday, September 6, protester Samar Al-Khdour was issued a warrant for her arrest after yelling at Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller when she saw him leave his office. Al-Khdour refused the conditions of her arrest, turned herself in on Monday, and appeared in court on Tuesday. She, along with two other protesters, were arrested and charged with criminal harassment as well as mischief. Al-Khdour had been organizing regular sit-ins outside of Miller's office in Verdun since March, calling on the federal government to improve its visa program for family members of Canadian Palestinians who are still in Gaza. In January 2024, Al-Khdour's 13-year-old daughter, Jenna, who suffered from cerebral palsy and was trapped in Gaza, received the green light from the Canadian government to join her family in Quebec, 2 weeks after she died of malnutrition caused by Israel's siege on Gaza. Al-Khdour agreed to stay 50 meters away from Miller and his staff and to refrain from speaking publicly about the case. However, she said she will continue to demonstrate outside his office. On Thursday, September 12, Concordia and McGill students rallied in front of McGill's Arts Building, calling on both universities' administrations to divest from companies with ties to Israel. Students marched from McGill to Concordia, stopping inside the EV building first, then making their way to the Hall Building, where they formed an occupation. Protesters hung banners that said, "You repress the students, this is how we respond, long live the student intifada." The cops were called on campus as soon as protesters went up the floors. They finished off outside Hall and dispersed in pairs. On Sunday, citizens and rights group assembled outside the Jewish General Hospital to protest against Bill 96. This comes after a recent government directive that aimed to control the use of languages other than French in healthcare settings. The directive stated that only individuals with English language education certificates could communicate exclusively in English with the healthcare and social services system. This also applies to those who only spoke English with healthcare facilities prior to May 13, 2021. The backlash caused by this directive led to a new improvement. Last Thursday, Quebec's National Assembly passed a new motion affirming that Anglophones won't need the certificate to get treated in their mother tongue. That being said, the original directive will remain in force until a new one is rewritten. Protesters hope it will be dropped entirely. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Eric Weider. This is Patch Notes, and I am very excited to be back in this radio station. It's been a few weeks. I've been out for a little bit, but I'm back here in Montreal recording live. It is currently 3:02. I promise this is live. I don't know what I can do to prove it to you, but you just got to trust me. Yeah, I figured this week I'm back. Let's make it a special episode. I'm dedicating this week to video game music. You know, I feel like video game music gets a good rap, it gets a bad rap sometimes. But here I'm not trying to convince, I'm just trying to show what different styles different games have. So let's get started from the Cocoon soundtrack, which was a great puzzle game that released last year. Here is Growling.
Montreal, get ready for the event of the season. On September 27th, Over the Rainbow is coming to Pop Montreal. But what's a ball, you ask? A ball is a vibrant celebration of identity and self-expression, rooted in the LGBTQ+ Black and Latinx communities of 1970s New York. Walkers compete in categories like runway, realness, face, and performance, bringing their fiercest looks and moves to the floor. Now, Over the Rainbow is your chance to witness this incredible culture right here in Montreal. With DJ Cherry on the decks and Broadway keeping the energy high as your commentator, it's gonna be a night to remember. It's all happening at the historic Rialto Theater, 5723 Park Avenue. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Whether you're voguing, spectating, or just there to celebrate, this is your night to shine. Get your tickets now at popmontreal.com. Over the Rainbow, September 27th. Don't miss out on one of the most exciting nights of the year.
Check out Chop Spins and Remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel Scratching.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
CJLO 1690 AM, I'm Eric Weider, your host. You're listening to Patch Notes, a weekly hour of a variety of alternative electronic music. It's always nice to hear that music playing while I'm speaking. The song that you're hearing, I don't think I've brought up actually, is Perfume by Instapendo off his album Love Power A through Z. Really good album. Nice little interstitials of blips and bloops occasionally. Definitely give that a listen. So, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, this is a kind of special video game music-focused episode. I don't know, I'm just kind of feeling that vibe right now. The tracks you heard earlier was Growling by Jacob Schmid at the beginning of the hour. Then after that, from Disaster Piece on the Fez soundtrack, was the track Beyond. After that was Beacon Beach by Scientific off the Oxenfree soundtrack. And then finally, from the Sword and Sorcery EP game soundtrack, was Under a Tree by the Canadian composer Jim Guthrie. So yeah, let's keep up that energy. I know I kind of started on, you know, some mysterious, eerie vibes. A lot of those games that I described would kind of fit under that category of, you know, there's something underneath the surface. But for now, let's just play some tracks that are the surface, you know. Some tracks don't need to be all that craziness going on. Some tracks, you know, are just fun for the sake of fun. And as you can tell, I am totally not stalling. So yeah, let's stop that stalling and actually get to a track from the Katamari Damacy soundtrack. Here is Wanda Wanda. Around the town, keep it down.
I'm
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. You're tuned in for a variety of electronic music this week. I'm focusing specifically on video game music because I said, why not? The past few tracks you heard was again Wanda Wanda from the Katamari Damacy soundtrack. Very quirky, silly game. Then after that was the Pulse remix of Unbreakable from Final Fantasy XIV, which is a huge MMO game that I have a, I don't want to say love-hate relationship with, but more of a love the game, and then, you know, I take a few months off, and then I hop back in, then I take a few months off, you know, such a big game, kind of hard to digest it all at once. And then after that was a game that I have no shame in loving very, very much from the Rez soundtrack back in, I believe 2001, sometime around there, with the track Buggy Running Beeps. Just fantastic, really like pure distilled electronic music. Very kind of what the future would, like what someone from the year 2000 would imagine the future would look like. Really trippy game. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, when I played the VR version, I teared up at the end because it's just gorgeous, the way the music syncs with the visuals and everything. It's a delight. Let's keep going with some more video game music. So from the Curse to Golf soundtrack, I kind of had to include a shopping theme, so may as well get it out of the way right here. Again, from the Curse to Golf soundtrack by the Canadian, I believe, composer Mark Sapling, here is Sand Wedge Shopping.
The Shuffle, Concordia's annual fundraising walkathon, is back Friday, September 20th for its 35th edition. It's a chance for people from the Concordia community to raise money for scholarships, bursaries, and services across the university landscape. The Shuffle has raised more than $2.7 million since 1990 to give Concordia students the tools and resources they need for success. Visit advancedconcordia.ca/shuffle35 to get involved. Set a fundraising goal and meet it by Shuffle Day. If you raise more than $50 or $25 for students, you'll be entered into our prize draw and you'll get your own Shuffle shirt. You can also join up with a team and choose where the money you raise goes. Once again, visit advancedconcordia.ca/shuffle35 to get involved.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. We're almost nearing the top of the hour, or we are nearing the top of the hour, I guess. I've been your host, Eric Weider. Again, before the break, you know, I got the name wrong, and now I feel awful, so I need to make a slight correction. I said Mark Sapling. I don't know why I read it like that. The composer for the Curse to Golf soundtrack is Mike Sparling, who is Canadian. I got that fact right. And then, yeah, after that, I played Sunset Highway by Kiln from the Hohokam soundtrack, a little game where you're floating around catching birds. They just had a new game come out a few months ago where it's instead of you're in a 2D plane catching birds, this time you're in a 3D plane catching birds. So, yeah, and then after that, I played Save to Merge from the Going Under OST. Fun little game where you're kind of navigating through a corporate office environment. So yeah, as we have about 10 minutes left in the show, I'll play a few more tracks here from A Shell in the Pit, who are a Vancouver-based audio studio from the Wandersong soundtrack. Here is Mermaid Ruins.
Thank you.
CJLO 1690 AM, you've been listening to Patch Notes. I've been your host, Eric Witter. You've been listening to almost an hour now of alternative electronic music, again, this month with a video game flair. Right before I got on and started yapping, you heard Punishment in Higher Places by Adolf Nomura off the, what is it? Umurangi Generation soundtrack. Really cool game, very overtly political, which I'm always down for, a game that's has like no shame in getting out there and making a statement. Really cool little photography game. So to end the show, I'd be just a little bit corny, play this track called Until Next Time off the Deltarune soundtrack, specifically Chapter 2 by Toby Fox and Laura Shigehara. So yeah, until next time, I will be here same time next week. Take care then. Take care. Till then. Bye.
Just be my lover.